You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della, an inside look at entrepreneurship. What makes business thrive and the difference between what succeeds and what doesn't. This is What's the Difference on WTMJ. Now, here's your host, Gina Della.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Saturday. You are listening to What's the Difference. I am Gina Della, and of course, I'm sitting right next to Ross Sabaki. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm starting to just mentally prepare every week that you have something you want to say. It seems to be a pattern. Are we saying anything?
It is a pattern where I just start us off and I always say, well, this is a good week. I feel real good. Super happy. Going to be leaving to go on vacation.
Yep.
Right? After here, going to the airport, flying to Bonaire for scuba diving. So I'm super excited. And aww. I feel like, and this is for the listeners, this is a great day too. Not just because I'm on vacation, but I did beat you in this morning. The first time ever. Oh, and she can't speak. Speechless. Greg's laughing. She's speechless.
First of all, I wish there was GPS to see who arrived at the location first. I arrived on Wisconsin Avenue first.
Well, so you say.
Oh, no. Jesus knows. I did.
Well, we're going to have a good show besides that. I think it's going to be – we got a lot of good content today, right?
Yes, we do. Everybody, you're going to love this one. We talked about it last week. Ross, what's the first thing you do when you want to try a new restaurant or you're going to hire a contractor? Oh, like Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
That's reviews for sure. Or I always go to, how about when you buy something on Amazon?
Right.
How do you make that determination of what you're going to buy?
And now all of you listening, I can just see you in front of that. I always crack up because on Amazon, it's like, oh, yeah, there's 5 stars, 3 people. And you're like, yeah, I'll buy it. You don't even think about it. Sometimes they just do it because it was on Amazon.
Do you shop like I do when I'm looking at Amazon? Sometimes, first of all, to be quite honest and fair, I don't actually even look at the reviews to read them. But I look at how many reviews are there and what the rating is. So as long as it's got a decent rating, somewhere 4.5 to 4.8, and there's a lot of reviews, that's a sold. But if somebody's only got 10 reviews, 5, I just pass. I don't even look.
Now, this is where we're super different. With regard to a contractor, 100% I would be looking at Google reviews. My God, that's your home. How long does it take you to earn a dollar, much less save the dollar? But when I'm on Amazon, no, I'm putting in what I need, la, la, la. It says sponsored. I'm like, oh, that must be the best one. Boom.
Yeah, you're right. I think we probably are different because I'm like a contract or Pella Windows. If I'm going through for somebody with windows, I'm just going to use that as my initial interaction. You know, right? They got a lot of reviews, so it must be good. So I can call them or I can start that process because I still want to build a connection to see what that person's like. But it just gets me started with that process.
There you go. Well, we are going to be talking. I mean, the digital age has made reviews the new word of mouth. Would you not agree?
Oh, correct.
100%. We're going to talk about why reviews matter and how to ask for them. I know our sales reps get really nervous on how to ask, and we've had sales meetings and role-playing on how to do that. And you know what? I don't think people appreciate how they boost your brand's credibility.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's essential in today's age.
I want to give you a quick stat. A study found that a 1-star increase in rating can literally lead to a 5 to 9% revenue jump. Can you imagine if Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, just what a 5% revenue increase would be? So all of you listening, think of your business.
And that's huge, right? That's absolutely, think of personally, what would a 5% pay increase be on your wages, right? Or your hourly? That's huge.
Well, let's take a quick commercial break and we are going to give you all these tips when we come back. You're listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ. Welcome back to What's the Difference. And this is always where I remind everybody we are at 6:30 in the morning. So don't forget, if it's too early, tell everybody to download us at WTMJ.com, our podcast. Ross.
I thought you were going to remind people they should go refill their coffee, but I guess that works too.
Or
the
that
podcast
too.
Is a great idea. Well, yeah, you said something of trust, and I thought that was interesting, of more people trust reviews than a referral from customers. I typed that up quick because I wanted to check that. Not that I'm fact-checking you, but it's 84% of people actually trust a review more than they do a referral. That is absolutely crazy to me. And I think part of that is because there's so many different things you want to maybe, like you said, a contractor, windows, you want to buy something. So you can have a trusted source of reviews out there versus your neighbor or your family member may not have any insight to that. I thought that was really interesting.
Well, and you just made me think of something when you said that. We were talking about AI and the digital age.
Yes.
You know, we literally heard an example last week of ChatGPT. Somebody asked ChatGPT what window company they should go with. Mm-hmm. And that is so new, that technology, but Google reviews is something people are very comfortable with, very familiar with.
Yes.
So I, you know, it makes sense that people are relying so heavily on the Google reviews.
And it's one of those things too, right, where every company needs it. And so we're trying to go through and to help to get more for that. But the reality is it's the hardest thing to get. Did you know only about 5 to 10% of people actually, when they purchase something or ask for a review, actually leave a review?
Wow.
Yeah, so I think that's why this is an important segment to talk about. How, you know, I know you have a bunch of things to bring up. I was like, how do you help to get our customers to share that experience?
So what do our reps do, Ross? How do we help our reps ask for those Google reviews?
Well, they start early, right? So generally speaking, on that first appointment, they're going to go through and to ask that customer for the review. And we try to be honest. And I think that's the key. So when we're going through to ask that customer, we're letting them know the reason we're asking for that is because a lot of people are nervous about having someone come in their home. And so by going through to do this, we just ask, can you share that experience so that it helps others to reduce that anxiety and to know what we're going to really provide and what we would do for that customer during that appointment, just to go through again to make an easier transition for them to allow us in.
Ross, are there some ways that make it easy to capture that review that we can talk to our listeners about?
Yeah, you mean specific ways that we can, and it is, right? I think that's key, is you have to make it as easy as possible for our customers to be able to go through and to leave reviews. We'll do QR codes. That's a big one for us.
So pause there. Now, that's a scary word to many people, QR code. What does that even mean? How do they do that?
Well, and I think the best example I can use, thanks to COVID, if you think about when you went during COVID, you went out to eat somewhere, they had that little thing that you scanned with your camera to pull up the menu. That's a QR code. So generally speaking, so we can have a QR code that'll link directly to the review for that customer. And it's not just Google. It could also be Facebook as well. There's multiple platforms that we can use to help get our customers to different review sites of what they're most comfortable with.
How would a business learn to create that QR code? What did we do? How did we get there?
So honestly, you can use Google, quite honestly. You can use Google to go through and it'll help create those QR codes for you. There's multiple different companies that are out there as well that they'll give you and they'll direct that QR code right to your landing page of whether that's Google Reviews, Facebook. Sometimes people have their own company landing page websites where they'd like to direct that information to.
Has that increased the amount of Google reviews we're able to receive at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin now that we have such an easy way to capture that review?
Yeah, it 100% has. And I think because we give the flexibility to our customers of the QR code being one, we also have an NFRC chip. That is something that's embedded into a credit card. And with that, we could tap the back of their phone, and then it'll automatically do the same thing as a QR code. So again, we try to give a broad spectrum of different ways that customers can get to us.
You know, some of the reasons why Google reviews are so important, Ross, it obviously helps with your visibility, your SEO, search engine optimization. I talk to this topic all the time with the team, that Google reviews favor businesses with a high volume and high quality reviews.
Yeah, and what I would say to that too is, and also don't forget, is the consistency of how much they're coming. Because it's not just that you've built up these reviews and you stop. You have to go through and continue to go through to get those, because reviews stale out at 6 to 12 months. Once they get to that age where they get too old, they stale out in a customer's eyes and they're not as relevant anymore.
You know, when we come back from the commercial break, we're going to also talk about negative reviews, because they are out of our control. And there are people that go out there and purposely put out a negative review, and how to handle that. Because when you have a negative Google review, you cannot remove it. Google does not allow you on purpose to be able to remove reviews. So on the other side of the commercial break, we're going to talk about what to do with that. You are listening to What's the Difference with Gina and Ross. Mm-hmm. Welcome back. You are listening to What's the Difference with Gina Della and Ross Sabaki. We left off where we are going to help people give a great, we're going to give some great tips on what to do with a negative Google review. And you know what? Most people read 4 to 6 reviews on average before making a decision. And it is so important, Ross, to respond to reviews. It's obviously easy to respond to the happy reviews.
Correct.
What tips can we give when we have a negative review?
Well, I would first start by saying that a negative review is always not a negative review, meaning that there's a couple of things with it. If you have a negative review on your site, that honestly gives a little bit of trust of real, because that is the real world, right? Things don't always go perfect. And so that's why I think it's a good thing sometimes to have some of those, because it gives the opportunity for businesses such as ourselves to counteract and fix the problem, right? It shines light on what went wrong. Then we can go through to try to fix that and then hopefully have that customer turn that negative review into a positive review. But I think your point is always address it, right? I want to go through and address that negative review to the customer of like, you know, hey, we apologize for what happened. Here's a point of contact. We'd like to go through and have you reach out to us, because sometimes we can't see by the name that's used of who that customer is for us. So that's why a lot of times we'll give that, like, here, please contact us so we can help.
And I don't know about the listeners, but we've certainly had examples, Ross, of where we've gotten a negative review because perhaps we couldn't perform something that was actually not even in the scope of work. It wasn't something we should do. Can you give an example of a time when that's happened, and then how do we handle that?
Yeah, and it's sometimes it could even be a product line, right? There's a certain product that the customer needs, or very specific type of product line that we're not able to go through and to provide to them. And those are sometimes where we can get the negative review. We'll try our best to direct them or guide them, you know, to the proper source. But we only make so many things, right? And it could even be something, let's say, siding, roofing. That's another one that sometimes comes up. They think of Pella, that we're a big umbrella where we focus and we're experts at windows, but not necessarily all the other components to your home.
So many different people are listening with different types of businesses, but what is common is you need to train your team, your entire team for your whole company, to ask for those reviews. In our case, we have the sales rep, we have an order verifier, we have a project manager, we have an installer, we have service. It is so important that everybody's asking for that Google review in each of your businesses, because it, when we talked about SEO, that's your organic search. So when somebody's just looking up, you know, window replacement or basement repair, you want to come up naturally, organically, free.
Yep.
And the more reviews you have, that helps you come up organically. And another great tip, if you have different reps going out in the fields, I don't know, maybe you're an HVAC business. If they ask to have their name put into the review, you know, my name is Gina, I was your sales rep, obviously. Can you talk about what you loved most about our appointment? What did you love most about the installation? What did you love most about me? Why did you choose me? And how did I help you? And would you be kind enough to add my name? Make it a conversation, right, Ross? Mm-hmm. Ask. Don't be afraid. Make it a conversation.
Because there's 2 points to that, right? The number one is anytime that we have an interaction with a customer on all the different departments, that is something that we'd like to share with everyone, because you make a great point. It's from delivery drivers to service techs, because that customer can provide feedback of their experience with us. And the other thing that you brought up too is, because I love it, you said, you know, bring up and give some recognition to the person that helped you. Put their name out there. The other 2 things that we see a lot is there is a difference when a picture is taken, right? If a picture is attached to the review, that drives.
Oh, great point. Yes.
And then also talk about, I think you want to talk about it where you said have our conversation, but the length of the review is so important as well, correct?
Yes, Ross. It is exponentially more valuable to get at least 100 words into that Google review. And so I would have everybody, including what we do, coach how to ask for a review, role play, so that the customer, the client, the partner that you're asking for the Google review from feels comfortable, because people also feel nervous. They don't know what to do. Hold their hand and walk them through the process.
Yeah, you have to ask them the questions, right, of that too. Do you prefer, do you have a Gmail account or do you have a Facebook, right? That's kind of that first question.
That was a big one.
It really is. I think we kind of learned that because some people just don't have Gmails. So again, you need a Gmail account to be able to do the Google review. But a lot of people have Facebook too, so we could give them the direction either way.
That is a great reminder, because a lot of older people don't have the Gmail account. And it's funny how many grandmas and grandpas do participate with Facebook. All right. On the other side of the commercial, we're going to just recap some of the tips for you. You are listening to What's the Difference on WTMJ. Welcome back. You're listening to What's the Difference with Gina Dell and Ross Sabaki. We definitely, because this is such a great, important topic, wanted to just recap some of the things we talked about. I want, and Ross is going to chime in, but again, why are Google reviews so important to all of your businesses? Remember, first, visibility. Great Google reviews favor businesses, especially the more reviews you have, they're stronger. Second, creates trust. 90% of the people trust, like Ross said, trust online reviews either just as much or if not more than a personal recommendation. And here's the kicker. You don't need to read a ton, because most people only scan 4 to 6 reviews, okay? And it's social proof. If 100 people loved your product or service, okay, so when you're looking at them and you see the number, why wouldn't the next customer love your product or service? Have confidence in asking. And remember, negative reviews, like Ross said, can actually help you. You can clarify, right?
Give the chance for that story to come out and to trip, but stand back up taller and prouder.
Yep. Anything you want to leave the listeners with?
Yeah, what I would say is we started from the ground up. And you think about years ago when we started with reviews, and that was a really important for us at Pella to go through to share our customer story. You have to build that habit. And when I say the habit, it's getting those individuals that are, you know, interactions with the customers, of a habit of asking for the reviews. Like you said, make it easy for your customers. And help them share that story. So if they can share the story through pictures, that's about 2 times more influential to the customers reading it if they have a pictures. We're all visual learners at the end of the day. So that's what I would say. Habit's important.
A great way to help remember is if you're bringing a laptop into your appointment or at your place of business, have a bright Post-it note. Ask for a Google review to help you remember.
Mm-hmm. Or the sticker. Remember, we would put on the sticker facing the customer, so when they'd have the laptop open, it said, ask about Google reviews, ask us about Facebook reviews, because in the customer, it would give you some type of a conversation that would start up because they would see that.
And Ross just reminded me again, Facebook reviews, I have to get better about that too.
Yes.
Because there are so many people that rely on the Facebook reviews.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think they're very familiar with it, right? So the two probably most familiar places and locations when you get to reviews are going to be Amazon is number one, right? That is the king of reviews when you get through there. But then Facebook is probably the secondary area that's a comfortable place because the amount of people that have Facebook, right?
I want everybody, this is your homework. This is my challenge to the listeners. If you are a business owner, I want you to pick one way to ask for a review this week. If you're a customer, go leave a review for a local business you love. We all have, like, I have the cutest boutique in Wauwatosa. It's a single owner. It's one location. Boy, would that one review help her? Let's spread the stars.
Well, and I think, and it's the other part of that too, because you brought up a great point about leave a review for a local business. I think all the time we get asked by somebody, can you leave a review? And we say yes all the time, right? But we don't take that next step. And we have to realize if you found value in what they provided for you, you have no idea how much that helps them. And the smaller the company, sometimes the more valuable that is to them.
Absolutely. Well, we've got another week in, Ross, on What's the Difference. I hope all of you have a great week, and we will see you next Saturday.